This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day folks, this is Les, VK5KLD, with today's North East Radio Club news. The meeting last Friday night, we were all given an informative talk about J-pole antennas by Trevor, VK5AVQ. He went through the theory behind the design and how to construct one, and then he passed around one that he'd prepared earlier. Many thanks, Trevor, for that very interesting talk about J-poles. And don't forget that this month has five Fridays in it, and that means a lunch at a fine venue will be chosen by Sir Lunchalot and announced soon. The next Saturday Arvo meeting will be on the 23rd of May at the Modbury West Community Hall at 2:30 p.m. And it will be a portable HF antenna competition. So that sounds interesting. Now, the North East Radio Club is looking at having some construction events in the future. So stay tuned for more information as it comes to hand. Well, that's all for this time. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is Paul Hoffman from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. We had a good turn up at the last meeting where Tim, VK5ZT, gave an excellent presentation on the conversion of microwave networking panels for use on amateur bands. The Saturday tech session was very well attended, with over 20 people coming along to hear our Vice President, Nathan, discuss the differences between mesh tastic and mesh core. The next general meeting of the Society will be held on Thursday the 21st of May at the Blackwood Uniting Church, with doors opening at 7 p.m. for a 7:30 start. A presentation on the outcomes of the Australian Band Plan revision will be delivered by Grant Willis, VK5GR, the current chairperson of the WIA Technical Advisory Committee. Grant, who has been on the air since 1986, has had experience with just about every aspect of amateur radio, so you can be assured of a good presentation. Last Sunday, the training group helped another 12 students obtain their foundation licence, in addition to two advanced upgrades. We already have a number of people wanting to attend the next training course, so if you know anyone interested in obtaining their licences, please have them enter their details on the training page on the AHARS website. The training group is comprised of assessors from a number of metropolitan clubs, and without them we'd be unable to run the training and examination sessions. We have approximately 12 scouts booked in for the 30th of May, and a number of air cadets scheduled for June the 20th. We need more assessors to cater for the increased demand, so if you would like to assist, please call me for more information. 73 is from Paul Hoffman. Cheers.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. The 2026 Generations in Jazz event is now past history. Yet again, the South East Radio Group team, capably led by Kate, VK5FKLY, has helped to produce another very efficient and well-coordinated event. From all reports, the organisers were very appreciative of our efforts and have commented on our input in supplying them with a very effective communications network. Special mention must be made of Kate's effort. She managed communications from 14 different handheld radios in the club communications trailer in a very calm and efficient manner. With so many radios on different frequencies and different modes, most of us would have been turned into gibbering wrecks in a matter of minutes. But Kate handled it all without batting an eyelid. In short, she is a machine, and her outstanding results in this role continue to leave us mere mortals gaping in awe. Another who deserves a special mention is Maxwell, VK5AC, who spent many hours setting up new handheld radios with the correct frequencies and tones. He also checked quite a few of the members' radios prior to the event to make sure that we were all on the same page setup-wise. Maxwell also coordinated with Generations in Jazz Management on what groups needed what frequencies, etc., and he also compiled a list of what radios were allocated to what groups, vital in ensuring that all radios were returned post-event. Many others were involved in setting up repeaters, generators and allied equipment. All up, we had about 22 members involved on Saturday, which was the main day of the three. Smaller teams helped out on the Friday and Sunday. A small number of our members attended the thank you lunch provided for the volunteers on Sunday. We hope that all who helped out had an enjoyable weekend, and we thank them for donating their time and expertise to making sure that our club continues to be held in high regard in contributing to another highly successful outcome to a world-class event. Last night we'll have seen a much smaller number of us out in the cold, but hopefully not wet, pine forests east of Mount Gambier, providing communications for the South East Automobile Club's timed road event. This is always a very enjoyable evening, and I look forward to being part of the team each year. That's all I have for you this week, and so our members would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now from Wison, SA.
Hi, this is Adam of VK5GA for Wison, South Australia. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there for this wonderful day. Last Sunday, the Wison SA radio net was run on the VK5 link repeater system. The repeater net had a total of 7 people checked in. And on the Zoom debrief session for the Heartland Rally running at the same time had 6 people checked in. The Zoom debrief went very well and had some good feedback supplied for Wison SA to consider for the next year's event and upcoming events. For the Heartland Rally, Wison SA volunteers that attended the Rally SA officials thank you function at Hazelwood Park, it was great to see a good turnout for the function. The next Wison SA meeting is being held on 16th of May. VK5 STU will be providing a presentation on the SA GRN to the meeting. The meeting taking place at the Scouts SA Adventurous Activity Centre, Anderson Avenue, Glenelg North. Prior to the presentation, a special general meeting will be conducted to vote on minor adjustments to the new constitution due to feedback from Consumer and Business Services at the Attorney General's Department. Upcoming events calendar. 16th of May, special general meeting at Glenelg. 26th of July, annual general meeting at Glenelg. 16th of August, Gorge Rally Sprint. 29th and 30th of August, Barossa Rally. 16th, 17th and 18th of October, Adelaide Rally. If you are interested in becoming a member of Wison SA, please contact the Secretary on secretary@sa.wison.org.au. Cheers! From Adam of VK5GA on behalf of Wison South Australia.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.